Colts Training Camp is presented by Verizon and sponsored in part by Bud Light.
Tuesday at Colts Camp, business as usual on the football field, but all the media wanted to talk about was the team bonding night the Colts had the night before. Voluntary haircuts from the rookies and some doozies as well, especially from Corey Redding, who owns his own barbershop down in Austin, Texas, Red's Barbershop.
You know what? I have some masterpieces, some work. Some of the guys have requests, don't touch this, don't do that, and we respected that. That's that part in camp where you get a little bored, an idea pop up, and the rookies, was willing to do it, and it was about a sense of brotherhood. I mean, these guys really, truly believe in the sense that we have a family here.
Definitely fun. When guys who have been doing this a long time come to you and say, hey, we want to give you a haircut, I willingly said, yeah, let's go do it. And, I got a lot of respect for those guys. It's something to break up the monotony of camp. And obviously the result isn't as attractive as one might wish, but it was a lot of fun. And, it's something I'm going to remember for a long time.
The handprint was my favorite. Yeah, I don't know whose hand it was, but it looks pretty cool. That's my masterpiece right there. We had no problems with, guys. It was nothing, bullying or anything like that. And it was just guys just really having fun and, just forget about football for a little bit so we can come back today with our minds fresh and ready to work.
They were all pretty egregious, if you ask me. Pretty good when T. Washington had a horseshoe on the back of his. He might have to go get some Propecia or something. Is that what you use, Bob?
Yes.
No, I'm not. Come on. I'm sorry. It's my main man. I love you. I love you. I don't know. Is that the stuff they use? I don't know. It'll come back. They know that. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. They're still in the NFL.
Certainly sounds like the new guys and the old guys on this roster are getting along, having some camaraderie up here at training camp as the first preseason game is 48 hours away on Thursday in New York against the Jets. Reporting from Anderson, I'm Steve Andress.